The .NET framework is evolving to accommodate different platforms, such as Windows Phone and Windows Store apps, as well as traditional desktop and web apps. In addition to our regular .NET framework releases, we are using NuGet to release libraries more frequently. Many of these are released as portable class libraries, which help you maximize code reuse across .NET platforms. In this session, we'll learn how to discover and use .NET Framework NuGet packages. NuGet is an open source extension included within Visual Studio that makes it really easy to download and install packages in your projects. So here we have an empty project in Visual Studio. And to install a NuGet package, we can right-click on the References node and select Manage NuGet Packages. Under the Online tab here, we have a couple of different feeds. The NuGet.org feed is a public feed where anyone can upload their packages, and there's many, many thousands of packages available there. The Microsoft and .NET feed includes .NET Framework packages and their dependencies. To install a NuGet package, we can select it and click Install, and that will download the package, add it to our project, set it up with the correct references and everything we need to start using it. So first we're going to look at the Immutable Collections package. I'll click Install, and it will install into my project. Immutable collections are collections which, once they're created, cannot be changed. This is similar to the way the built-in string class works in .NET, in that if you make any changes to it, what you actually get is a new string with the changes instead of modifying the original one. This can be useful if you want to accept a collection from a caller and you don't want to have to worry about if the caller changes the collection while you're operating over it. It also helps with multi-threaded programming because then you can share data between many different threads and not have to worry about conflicts or locks when multiple threads are accessing the data. Of course, you do need to make changes to a collection by creating a new object. And unlike the string class, immutable collections use data structures and algorithms which enable them to make changes or make new copies of the collections with changes without having to copy the whole contents of the collection. So if you have 10,000 items in a collection and you say create a new collection with one additional item, most of the memory will be reused. It won't need to make a full copy of the entire contents of the collection, so you can have efficient access to it. So let's take a look at some sample code which uses immutable collections. So here we have an order class, and this is basically a collection of lines, but we're writing it in an immutable way. So we're using an immutable list to hold the order lines. And an order line has properties like the quantity, the price, etc. A non-immutable collection, then this will end up creating a new immutable collection, which is a copy of it. But if it's already an immutable collection, then this extension method won't create a copy, and it will just reuse what's already there. So you get the best of both worlds. And then we can see in some of these methods how we're modifying or creating a new order which with a modified set of order lines. For example, to add a line, we're calling lines.add, which returns a new immutable list with the values, and then that ends up just passing it to the constructor of our class and constructing a new class, a new object with the modified values, but only if it was actually different than what we already had, so it's efficient. Now, this immutable collections NuGet package is a portable class library, and it's available for .NET Framework 4.5, Windows Phone 8, and Windows Store apps and up. And we can actually see that this project here is a portable class library targeting those platforms. So I can use this code on any of those platforms, and it's an easy way to write cross-platform apps or libraries. Immutable Collections is a library that introduced new functionality to several .NET platforms. We've also released several libraries that take functionality that was available in one platform and make it available on more platforms. For example, HTTP Client was a great new API for accessing HTTP resources that was included in .NET 4.5, but was not available on Windows Phone. And so we have a NuGet package, which makes that available to Windows Phone, to Silverlight, to .NET 4 even. So let's install that. So let's install the HTTP client package. And then we can very easily download data from either web pages or REST services. And let's just look at a little bit of code that shows how you can use that. So here we can see where we can very simply download the contents of a web page by calling getString. It's a nice asynchronous API, which enables us to wait for the result to come back, but not have to block the UI thread, but also not have to deal with callback handlers or anything. We write it in a very simple manner. Furthermore, we're setting it up here to support automatic decompression if it's available on the platform. And in our HTTP client package now, all of the platforms it supports support automatic decompression, which is especially important on mobile platforms to speed up your apps and not to use as much data transfer. So here we've seen examples of two of our .NET Framework libraries that are available on NuGet. There are others, such as the Async Targeting Pack, which enables the async and await language functionality on several platforms that did not previously have it. There's a version of the Managed Extensibility Framework, or MEF. There's TPL Dataflow, and there's a compression and zip library for Windows Phone. The advantage of these types of releases is that we can release these libraries more quickly. They're not tied to the release cycle of .NET, so we can release them and get feedback and respond to the feedback before we finalize them. Also, since they're not tied to a release of .NET, we can ship them as portable libraries, which support multiple platforms. These libraries are installed with your app, which means that they don't affect machine-wide state, which can reduce the risk of compatibility issues. And they're supported and serviceable at the same level as the libraries that are included in the box in the .NET framework. We've seen how to use NuGet to find and use .NET Framework libraries. With these libraries, you can take advantage of new functionality across .NET platforms. Keep an eye on the .NET Framework blog. That's where we'll announce the release of new libraries and where you'll have a chance to provide us feedback and influence their development.